Marilly was dead to begin with. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it. Scrooge! A squeezing, wretching, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Secret and self-contained, and as solitary as an oyster. The cold in him made his eyes red and his thin lips blue, and caused him to speak out shrewdly in his grating voice. Bah! Humbug! A Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Christmas? Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I am sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Come then. What right have you to be miserable? What reason have you to be angry? You are rich enough.
Bah! Amber!
Don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be? Merry Christmas. If I had my way, every idiot who goes about Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart.
Uncle.
Nephew. Keep Christmas in your own way and keep it in mine. Much good may it do you.
I'm sure I have always thought of Christmas time as a good time. A kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. The only time I know of, when men and women seem to open their hearts freely and to think of other people as fellow passengers on life's journey.
You are quite a powerful speaker, sir. I wonder why you don't go into politics.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
Good afternoon.
I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why can't we be friends?
Good afternoon.
So, a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. A Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.